We back. Don't mess with his crippin'. Don't mess with it. This man Blueface is out here. Hold on, let me grab a toothpick. It's your boy Raheem back on the mic with this lunchtime foolery. How is everyone doing today? As y'all heard from what I was just saying a few seconds ago, we about to talk about Blueface. This man is blowing up and he is a walking meme. Like, I swear to God. He got his hit songs. My Crippin. Is it called My Crippin? I don't even know. Bleed It. Tatiana. Like, this man is really out here making hits. And he's raps offbeat on everything. And his bars are mad funny. And he has all types of dances. We're going to talk about it today. So, before we start, I'm about to run one of his instrumentals in the background. Here it is. Which one am I going to do? I'm going to hit y'all with Studio because I love that song. We've had rappers come and go. We've had memes come and go. We've had rappers who've unfortunately lost their lives in the recent year. And we've had rappers who have been locked up. We all know who I'm talking about, that rainbow hair dummy. But Blueface is just unique because, you know, Shawty told him that he's the next big thing, quoting him from his song, Next Big Thing. And my man Blueface, he does not know the definition of filter. My man has, you know, the Oxford Dictionary. He ripped the page out of filtering it. So one day I approached my father and we have this competition that we like exchange music and like just show each other of what we listen to and to see who has the better music or who has better taste, like, you know, who just gets the better songs. So I pull up to this man with Blueface as a joke, because I mean, yeah, some songs I like with Blueface because it gets really lit and it's just funny to watch his music videos and stuff. But I sat my dad down in my room, I plugged my phone into the speaker, and I played Blueface on full blast. And my man's head went from like jumping to just completely still, and he looked at me with a face of disgust. So as the song progressed, I start doing the Blueface dance, or I don't even know if it has like an official name or nothing, but that's when he grabs like the front of his belt line and like moves his arm up and down and his hips side to side, and it gives like a funny awkward movement. And it's just the way he does it is so perfect, and it just kills me every time. Yeah, but all jokes aside, if I'm gonna be real, Blueface probably the most big-headed person in the rap game right now. Like, this man, at the beginning of, I think, all of his music videos, he like licks his index finger and pinky finger and like wipes it across his eyebrow to show that he's a pretty boy. I like that though. He doesn't care what people think. People probably talk about him all the time, but wait, people most definitely talk about him all the time. I'm tripping. But you gotta respect his crippin' though. Blueface is gonna continue giving you the offbeat rapping and the uneven lyric measure, and just gonna keep trolling y'all on social media. You're gonna be just keep doing him. But I feel like this will happen. Well, I don't want to say will happen, because if the person that I was talking about earlier, you know, the rainbow hair guy in jail, doesn't get out, then this is not gonna happen. But if he gets out of jail, I feel like him and Blueface will have some sort of beef, because they both are messy. They both like to pick at people. They both are just, you know, out here to do bits. And I feel like the more clout that they gain or the more that they lose, someone's gonna say something or someone's gonna do something, and it's just all gonna erupt there, and it's gonna be like an avalanche effect, and there's just gonna be a beef that we're all gonna be looking at, and we're all gonna be laughing at them because they both gonna look stupid. But yeah, that was your boy Raheem on the Lunchtime Foolery podcast, just talking about one of the soon-to-be legends in Blueface, baby. But Instagram, you can catch me at Raheem_Dunwa. D-A-U-N-O-Y is the way you spell Dunois for the people who say Denoy. I get that a lot. Snapchat is Raheem underscore Dunois 20. And you can catch me on LinkedIn at Raheem Space Dunois. So, yeah, peace.